Oh, Play That Thing by Roddy Doyle, read by Christian Conn.
One never knows, do one? Fats Waller. Part 1. Chapter 1. I could bury myself in New York. I could see that from the boat as it went under the Statue of Liberty on a cold dawn that grew quickly behind me and shoved the fog off the slate-colored water. That was Manhattan, already towering over me. It made tiny things of the people around me, all gawking at the man-made cliffs and the ranks of even higher cliffs behind them, stretching forever into America and stopping their entry. I could see the terror in their eyes. I could stare into the eyes without fear of recognition. They weren't Irish faces, and it wasn't Irish muck on the hems of their greatcoats. Those coats had been dragged across Europe. They were families, 3 and 4 generations of them. The Irish traveled alone. There were the ancient women, their faces collapsed and vicious, clutching bags they'd carried across the continent, full of string and eggshells and stones from the walls of the lost houses. And their husbands behind them, hidden by beards, their eyes still young and fighting. They guarded the cases and boxes at their feet, and their sons and daughters, grandsons and granddaughters, under embroidered scarves and black caps, and younger children still, and pregnant girls with scrawny boys standing and sitting beside them, all cowed by the approaching city cliffs. Even the youngest sensed that their excitement was unwanted and stayed silent, as the Reliance sent small waves against Bedloe's Island and the big stone American woman.